Shir Zayin in the Dorim Chafei Elohei Torah Shalom at Zayin, September 1977,
Thursday continued. Now the stoke is included in Nidrei Goveya, the Hegdish. So the question is, what kind? So there are only two categories. There are no three categories. So the question is, so what kind of a neder is nisires? So the Rambam says it in Kalev, it's nisires, but Kalev, ha nisires un neder b'chol nidri isa. Shenema ki yidah neder nosa. So he says, the Radva says, lifi shemotzinu shanoze chayiv vidaliyach al korban is, hava amine shehu b'chol nidri hegdesh, lifi chok kosav shehu b'chol nidri isa. So it's nidri isa. So it's mashma, that according to the Rambam, neder is a nisachevtze. Because he says it's nidrei iser, so it's probably, it's not a rayakure, that neder is a nisachevtze. The lotion of the rosh and the marit elaborates on that rosh. The marit says that the rosh doesn't think that neder, that nisires is the same as agavre, like only so shabateva is agavre. He says, neder, because the Rosh no Rosh is, we know the Abel Pishen Esa V'yayi, in Neser Ayayi no Lo. Elo B'gufei Tola Nizires, She'im Erarim Minozir, U'mimele Neser V'yayi, U'vitiglachas U'vitume. U'vimele Neser V'yayi, U'vitiglachas U'vitume. So, in other words, that neder is really neder of Hegdish. I don't remember what the Marit spelled it out, but this is probably what the Marit means. In other words, he says, Sir, Elo bigufei tolu hanizires, she'im erarim inozir, u'mimele nesa b'yayim b'bachat mitume. In other words, I think if the Marit doesn't say it, so this is probably the pshat in the Rosh, that in contrast to the Shittes Rambam, that nizires is nidri yisea. So the Shittes Rosh is Elo bigufei tolu hanizires, and the Marit says that it's a neder for which Kedusha is chal. So in other words, it's analogous to the Arizu of Nidrei Hegdish. Now, there is a Nidrei Hegdish, there is a category of Nidrei Hegdish, but the category of Nidrei Hegdish has two subcategories. One is Arizu and one is Arizu. So nizires is like the subcategory of Arizu in Nidrei Hegdish. Now, when you say Arizu, so then there are all kinds of Isurim. So, but these Isurim are Melechal through this Aploye of Arizu Eimu. So by Nizires too, it's a Nidrei Hegdish according to the Rosh. It's a Nidrei Hegdish. And when he says Arizu Nozir, it's like Arizu Eimu. So all kinds of Isurim emanate from it. So the same thing is true of Nizires. So he says, V'nozir avol pishenesa v'yayin, in neser ayayin olo. Elo bigufei tolu hanizires, she'imer harei v'nozir, u'mimele nesa v'yayin u'mitiklachas v'tum. So the Isurim are Isurim gavre. Why? Because he only creates the halishemers. Just in the same way as when one says Harei Zuei. So all he says, he creates the Halishem. He creates the Halishem of Eilu. Mimele down, all Yisurim emanate from it. So the Ziras is the same way. The Ziras is the same way. Alright, I wanted to cover the next, the other Gemara, we'll go over very quickly. So you should be prepared for next year. You should be prepared up to the Gemara of Omar Shmuel, or even Chaber and Miran, because the Gemara from here up to Omamah, so go over 10 minutes or 15 minutes, of course. So for next year, you should be prepared up to the Gemara Dalad Omidates, Shvayim al Chaber and Miran.
Next year, this is for the
Says, I don't need to do in the Mitzachepzale, Tonin Amechon in the Mitzachepzale, La Fukeshwe, because Anabshe Minchepzi. So if Nizires had been Mitzachepzi, so Nizires should be mentioned before Shwez. How is it that Nizires is mentioned after Shwez? So this is what the Rosh had in mind when he says, Vinozir Rachel Bish in Nesar Yayin, in Nesar Yayin Olo. There is no Isachepze. The Yayin is not Osea. There is no Sheniser on the Yayin. Elo Bigupi Tolan Zires. Sheim Harim Nozir, Mumil and Esa Yayin, the Glachas and Tume. So the Pshat in the Rosh appears to be like the way the Marit says. In other words, that Nizires is not an Isachepze, and it is a Nisagavre, but it's like Nidre Hegdesh. In other words, from the Rosh it's Mashma. Bigufi Tolan Nizires. When someone says, I really know Zir, so his matvis, a Chalish of Nozir, Bigufi. So it's like Midrei Hegdesh. Mimele, he becomes Osea in the old Isurim of Nizires. In all the Isurim of Nizires. So then you'll ask, so why is it that the Gemara says that if Nozir drinks wine, so he's Ema Bar Yachol? Bishleime, if we say that that Nizires is essentially a kabolas new Nizires, not to drink wine, so mainly is Ema Bar Yachol. But because in effect, when he says, I really know Zir, so he was mikabel upon himself the niyuk of Nizires. What is the niyuk of Nizires? Not to be migaleach, not to be mitamel beitzim, not to drink wine. So mainly is Ema Bar Yachol. But if we say that Nozir is like Mitre Hegdesh, Bigufi Tolan Nozires. In other words, he's Kiri Hashem Nozir upon himself. He's Matvis Gdushe, Gdushas Nozir in himself. He's Kiri Hashem Nozir in himself. Mimele, Umimele Nesabia in the Nachazaytumi. That's how the Rosh emphasizes. So why is he Bar Yachol? The answer is, Bar Yachol Gibori Nide says, the Gemara Nida says that if someone is Magdish, a Chifetz Lehekdesh, and then another person is Nehne from that Chifetz, so then he's in a Bar Yachol. Why? So Bar Yachol implies also a Nisea of being Michalil the Gdushe that took effect to Achroye. So maybe here too, the Gdusha Snozir took effect to his Achroye, to his Kabbalah Snizires, Mimele, when he drinks wine, so he's Ema Bar Yachol. He's Ema Bar Yachol. And as a matter of fact, without his special hekesh, we wouldn't say that he's Ema Bar Yachol. Without his special hekesh. So only because of the hekesh of winter neder nozel hazir. So ma neder is ever bal yachol, af nizir is ever bal yachol. So it is analogous to the bal yachol that one is ever, one is neder hekesh. Like, there too, I mean, the afloye was not that he should know one should be neme. It wasn't economics, it was hekdesh. So he said, kikel ze hekdesh, hekdesh mamish. And then another person was neme from the kikel. Another person ate the kikel. So the other person is chayv bal shemo yachol. So we see that bal yachol implies not only a niser of being mechal one's own afloye, but of being the chal, the gdushe that took effect to afloye. So that's the reason as to why a nozir, when he drinks wine, is ever yachol. So the roshi is that the nizires, the neder of nizires, in its essence, is a neder for which his matris is shem nozir in himself. His kirei Hashem, his matris gdushe in himself. Mimele nesav yain mitlachas mitumo, and that iser of yain is not an iser chemtze. It's only mimele. That's the roshi. But the rit roshi is so according to the rosh. So we understand the gemara. The gemara says, "Adi mitonim nidorim iser chemtze alei, tonim namechonim iser chemtze alei." Lachu keshvui because an afshim nechemtze. And nizires is mentioned there the shvui, not there the nidorim, because nizires is not an iser chemtze. The Ritva Shita, however, is that it is a Nisachemtze. It is a Nisachemtze. So in other words, so we see that according to the Ritva, the nether of Nisires is not a Nezer, whereby essentially his matvis is Shem Nozir in himself. His matvis is Shem Nozir in himself. His Kireya Shem Nozir in himself, like Harizu of Hekdesh. No. That we see that according to the Ritva, so the neder of Nizires in its essence is a neder of assering certain things. He assers the yayin. So the melee, and that's Nisachemt, he assers the yayin. And the Ritva says that that's the reason as to why Miyayin Mishaycho Yazin. So the Gemara is the kasha, according to Rambam, according to Rambam's pshat in the Gemara in Nozir. The beginning of Nozir, and the most Rishayim Rashi's pshat is different. But according to most Rishayim, the Gemara is the kasha. Bitlio. Now turn to the Gemara in Nozir. Dav. Give me a base. The Rav Shimon, the third line from the end of the Rav Shimon, Amar Aksiv Yayin Mishaych or Yazir, Ha'u Mi Boyle Lase Yayin Mitzvah Ki Yayin Oshus, Mayi Kdushe Bavdal, Harimush Bevei Midol of Mar Sinai. So Rashi explains the Gemara B'Nechuse, in an affirmative way. Harimush Bevei Midol of Mar Sinai, not B'Tmiyo. In other words, how can we say that a Nozi is not allowed to partake of Yain Kidesh and Yain Avdole, but he is Mujba Be'idol of Mahasina. He is Mujba Be'idol of Mahasina. So we see from Rashi Shita in Nozir, which is contrary to the Shita of most Rishayim, because most Rishayim, including the Rambam, they say that while Kidesh is Midraise, so Midraise there is only a Chiyuv to be Mikadesh Midvor. He has to say, Dvorim shel shvach as to the kedushas hayayin, but there is no haloche midraise of being mikadesh al yayin ulapas. This chiyuv of being mikadesh, of saying the kiddush and yayin ulapas, that's certainly midrabam. That's Rambam shite most Hashem, but Rashi shite is different. Rashi shite here appears that not only is kiddush midraise, but kiddush al yayin ulapas is also midraise. Now Rashi explained to the Gemara ben Yehusi, how can you say that the Nozir is not allowed to partake of the Yayin Kiddush Avdole, but he is Mujbe Bebed of Mar Sinai, Zocher Siv HaShabbos Lekachoi, Zocher Siv HaShabbos Lekachoi, Elo, Ki Hodo Omar Ovi. שבוע שאשתה וחוזר ביום הרים נוזיר אסיימיזירס חיילה אשו. So in other words, the posik of Mishecho Yazir does not advise us that that is also to partake of Yayin Kiddush Vadore. Yayin Kiddush Vadore, according to Rashi, he knows there is allowed to drink because it's Yayin Mitzvah. But the posik of Yayin Mishecho Yazir tells us that if a certain person first took a Shvuah Shesh, I'll drink. Why? Shvuah is how we come to say. Then, after he took that Shvuah, he took a letter of Nizires. Harim knows it. So we say, so in other words, the letter of Nizires is in conflict with the Neder, with the Shvuah. So it's hard. Shvuah Shesh, because of Roma, Harim knows it. Ask your Nizires, Chaylal Shvuah. Chaylal Shvuah. Now, this is Rashi. Now, Tisa says several kashas against Rashi. First of all, how can we be more as having Mishbo Ben Lot Mar Sinai? Only Kiddush Dvorim is with Raisa. But Yayin is not with Raisa. That's only in Rabbanon. Even though the Mechilta says, Zochreyo al Yayin, Gimorim Sochim, Zochreyo al Yayin, that's Nasmach. But the Raisa can be fulfilled without Yayin, without Pas. That's all right. So Rashi is Chelik, Rashi holds it's not Nasmach. And then, Ratis says the kasha is not a kasha that flash. Mimonevshech. If the Gemara assumes that Nizires cannot be chal levatel dvar mitzvah, so, and because of that, the Gemara says it could, a nozir couldn't be osir to partake of Yayin Kiddush Vadore, so how could the Gemara say that when is a nozir osir to drink wine, Yayin mitzvah, he first took a shvuah esh? Because of Roma, Harin Nozir, Asim Nizires, Chaylal Shvuah, it's a Kalochimer of logic. If Nizires is not Chal on the mitzvah of drink of Yayin Shel Kiddush Vadore, Al Chaskamo Bechamo, that it shouldn't be Chal against the Isa Shvuah. So it's Sive Be'are V'Giyure B'Shmeshmaye, that Nizires is not Chal on the mitzvah of Kiddush Yayin. Which is not as chomor as the Isa Shvuah. After all, Shvuah is of the chomorites. Ho'inom nizdaza b'shachlu yisiso. So Nizires is not chal on the mitzvah of Yayin Kiddush Vadore, but it is chal on the Isa Chomor Shvuah. I mean, how? That doesn't make sense. So that's the other kasha that is. So the Mele, Tesis rejects Rashi's pshat. And how does Tesis explain? Tesis explains the Gemara's kasha not bin Echuse, but bitni. Mai lesser yayim ahim, boil lesser yayim mitzik yayim oshus. Mai kidushe vavdalte, harimushbe veimigal of Mar Sinai. Bitni o. Do we need a posik to advise us that the nozia is also out to drink Yayin Kiddush Vadore? Of course he is also out. Is he then Mushbe Mar Sinai to make Kiddush Yayin? That's only the Rabbanon. So why does the Pasuk have to tell us that the Nozir is not allowed to drink Yayin Kiddush? With the Raitzah there is no aloha of Yayin Kiddush. There's aloha of Kiddush Vorim, but not Yayin Kiddush. So it's beat me up. How can there be a Pasuk? How can the Torah, why should the Torah have to tell us that a nozir cannot drink Yayin Kiddush? Of course he cannot drink Yayin Kiddush. Because with the Raisa there is no mitzvah of drinking Yayin Kiddush. So, harimush beveim ito, asinayu, bit bio, elo kihoto marot. Shvuo sheesh, chodam o marim nozir, asinizir es chayla al shvuo. Asinizir es chayla al shvuo. So, memele, if he said, Shvuah Shesh, and then Chos Abiyoma, Harini Nozir. So, Asye Nizires, Chaylal Shvuah. In other words, so we need a posik for that. Without a posik, I would say he should drink wine, because after all, he's Mechuyev Mitzad Yisa Shvuah. First he took his Shvuah Shesh to Yayin. So the posik tells us, that once even takes neder of Nizires, even though he is obligated on the score of Shmue to drink the wine, he becomes also to drink wine. So he says, so the Ritva mentions the Raya that Nizir is an Isachepti. Because we know that Shmue is not Chalibat of one mitzvah. Neder is Chalibat of one mitzvah. Why is Neder Chalibat of one mitzvah? Because Neder is Hefti. And Shmue is not Chalibat of one mitzvah because Shmue is Dabre. Here the Gemara says that Neder, that Nizires is Chalibat of one mitzvah, even if he is Mechuye, Midraise, to drink the wine, because he took his Shmue to drink wine. But then he took Neder of Nizires, he is not allowed to drink wine. So it's Chalibat of one mitzvah. So it's a Raya that's Nizir Hefti. What is especially the Zakosuf? So the Mitzvah holds this is what the Zakosuf tells us, that Nisires is a Nisachevtze. So the Mele, Shmue, so Nisires is how Levate Dvar Mitzvah. So even though he took his Shmue to drink wine, then he was becoming Nisires upon himself, he is not allowed to drink wine, and he has to be Levate the Nisachevtze. Because Nisires is a Nisachevtze. But the Ritva says, so the Kashi is from this Gemara, if Nizires is Nisachevtze, so then the Mishnah should mention Nizires right after Nidorim, not after Shuas. Because the Gemara says, first the Mishnah said, mentions Nidorim and Chomim because that's Hevtze, then Shuas because that's Gavre. So, but if Nizires is Hevtze, so Nizires should be mentioned before Shuas, not after Shuas. There's a cash. This is the Raya that the Rosh had from this Gemara that this Nizires is not a Nisachevt. Now, the Ritva only mentions Shias Yam. The Ritva now the Ritva at the end of the first period, it's that Gimel in the Reef. The Reef on the Dalai and the third paragraph from the end of Domin, the Gineda Hamneda, the Mukholma, is going to find Mikha Sishinot's Medal, never see us Chayla and Zeres. I feel a little fear for this. You see, Yosef Hazel, when he started out there in Zohar, he came to ask Ishmael, bring him in a couple. The Kashiro, what I'm going to say, Sakas Nozim, for the coming, the Yahim Sheikh and Yazel Hazel, Yahimitsky, Yahim Shus, who Pachim of my new Yahim Mitzvo, even if Bishop Daut and Zohar, and Asinu, Daut and Zohar, as Hollow of Vitam Mitzvah, but my Yahim and Zohar, and Hollow of Vitam Mitzvah, which we have is the same, when Zohar is Ram and Zohar, Tirek Rabbi Tamza, the Hosso is Muri Yisrael, אילו אלה דושה ועבדלת וחיבוש ומהר סיניו ומישת יאי כדושה ועבדלת ומדרייצה ועבדו עמדי עושה כל מיס מהנוציה ומדרייצה לתאיצה וכאבי של עבדו היאי like I'm the Thomas Chaff he feel the cash we rise the give you more sage we have one of the tikva ya you are pass we mock you so we hit sich kommen in buye we kill the sham ki hod ma robesh wo shesh ma 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 Also, the Zeres Chayel al Shmue, the Zeres is a Hef. So he only discusses Shias Yai. How about the two other Yisurim by incumbent upon the Zeres? Tiglachas and Tumel Meis. How about that? So the Marit in Shulem Gimu, so mentions the name of the Mari Basan, he also says that it's Nisachevtze. But the Mari Basan is a little different than the Ritva. You see, the Ritva says that the Yayin itself is Osir. The Mari Basan says, no, that the Yayin itself is not Osir. The Yayin itself. But it's Kenei, it's like Kenei Pili the Bull. So it's Kenei Pili Yusias Yayin. Kenei Gufi. So it's like Kenem Gukvil Itumas Mesi, and it's Kenem Reishi Itiglachas. This is why did the Mari Basin? Why did Mari Basin say? I mean, that's where did he get that? that nausea is not the regular Isachetze, with the Yair Mizoseh, but it's given by Kenyan Pili Nibur. So all the Isurim of nausea is like Kenyan Pili Nibur. So when he takes in Eder of Nazires, he in effect answers his mouth for Shias Yair. He answers his goo for Tumul Meisi. He answers his rage for Tiglachas. Where did he get it? Why couldn't he say simply as the Ritva says, that the Yair itself has a Shemizah? The answer is, because we could very well say, vis-a-vis the Nisach Shias Yair, that it's a Nisach Hefze, like Kenu Kigazeolai. That when he takes in Eder of Nazires, he in effect answers the Yair. He confers the Shemizah on the Yair. That's all right in regard to the Issa of Shias Yair, but he couldn't say it in regard to Tiglachas. He couldn't say it in regard, because Tiglachas, that's a Dorosh in the Mamesh, Tumel Meis, touching a mess or entering a nail of a mess, that's a Dorosh in the Mamesh. So he could say that there is a distinction, that there is a distinction between the Issa of Tumel Meisim and Tiglachas on one hand, and the Yisrael of Shias Yain on the other. And the Shilin Kubetzes in Igorim really says that. The Shilin Kubetzes in Igorim says, in the very beginning, he says, now, he has the Kashe. The Shilin Kubetzes in Igorim has the Kashe. The Shilin Kubetzes in Igorim has the Kashe. How do the Gemara says that the Mishnah mentions Neder and then Chom, because both are Heft, and then he mentions Shvuye, which is Gavre, but Nizires is Heftze, so Nizires should be mentioned immediately after Nidorim, not after Shvuye. So he says, Nizires Afal Gavdi Heftze Mitzralei. It's mashma that this is Rabbi Bitzalel himself, because usually he says, this Rish, that Rish, Ritvo, but here he doesn't say any name. So apparently it's Rabbi Bitzalel himself. So he says, Unizires Abel Gav de Hefte Mitzralei, Mikomo came Moshe Nizires Beitalye, Vikoma Ravini Nozia, Vilikoma Yain Zerolai, Uvareni Mitzah Mikom Mile, Mikiluach Mitume, Vilishayabu Mitzah Hefte Alai, Hilkach, Loibechirim Dome El Lishmu. So in other words, one is Shinkovetz is saying that there are three Isurim incumbent upon Inosia. So there is a variance between the Yisr of Shias Yain, that's a Misachet, but the Yisr of Tiglachas, Tumel Meis, that's a Misachet. So Memele answers the Kasha. From the Gemara, it's Mashman, it's Nisagavre, because if it had been a Nisachet, so Memele, it should be mentioned after Shavuot. So his Teretz is true. In Nisirez, there is Nisachet. That is one of the Yisurim of Animosia. So is Nisachet. But the other two Yisurim are Gavre. So because of that, he doesn't mention it after Nedea, he mentions it after Shavuot. So that's the Shavuot Betishit. Now, Maribasim apparently felt that this isn't so, because that there couldn't be a difference between the essence of the Yisr of Shias Yain and the essence of the Yisr of Tiglachas and Tumel Meis. So inasmuch as Tiglachas and Tumel Meis could not be a Nisach Hefze in the ordinary sense of Hefze, so Mimele, the Yisr of Shias Yain couldn't be a Nisach Hefze in the ordinary sense. But all this, there is an analogy according to the Maribasam between one Issa of Nazir and the other. So in other words, but it's still Hefze. So he says it's like him and Pili Nibori. So if you see as Yain is like him and Pili Nibori, not that the Yain is Osir, but it's him and Pili see as Yain. That's the sheet of Maribasam. Now, the Ritvo does not say what the Shilin Kubetzes says. The Ritvo. Now, he certainly does not agree with the Shite or the Maribasa, the Ritvo. So, because the Ritvo says in so many words that the Yayin is also the musician of Israel. And there's the Pshat Mitzasakosu, Miyayin Mishaykh Yazir, that it's a Misachet. that it's in his achetz. So the Meir Yitzchak even Levatel Shvuah, Levatel Shvuah. So he certainly does not agree with the Shita Maribas. You could say that the Ritva agrees with the Shita Maribas, but it doesn't seem that the Ritva agrees with the Shita Maribas. It doesn't seem that the Ritva agrees with the Shita of the Shita Maribas, because he should have mentioned it. He should have mentioned it. But he doesn't even discuss. He only discusses Seas Yahid. He doesn't say a word about the Issa of Tiglachas and the Issa of Tumlemes. It could be that the Ritva Shita is a different Shita. Right, so we have the Rosh Shita, that the Neder of Nizires is essentially like the Neder of Hekdesh, Yizkeri Hashem, it's Matvi Sichal Hashem Nizires, Kedushas Nizires in himself. Mimele, all the Yisurim emanate from it, from the Halishem Nozer. As the Ritva says, Mimele Nesabiyai, Mimele Nesabitiglachas, Uvitum Lemesi. That's the Shita of the Rosh. I mean, as the Rosh says. Then there is the Shita of the Shidim Kobetzes, that Shias Yayim is Hefze, but Tiglachas Tiglachas and Tumul Meisim is Gavre, but it seems from the Rosh, the Amin from the Shin Kobetes, Rabbi Bitzalel, that he doesn't agree with the Shita of the Rosh, that essentially, according to the Shin Kobetes, so when someone says Arim Nozir, so essentially, he is Mikabel upon himself in Yug of Nizires. So he is Mikabel upon himself to be Oser in Yayin, to be Oser in Tiglachas, to be Oser in Tumul Meis. Not that he is Kirei Hashem Nozir upon himself, he is Matvis himself in Dushas Nozir. Memele, all the Yisurim emanate Memele. No, that not. That's the Roshit. But the Shita Mekubetze Shita is that in essential, when someone says Arini Nozir, so he is Mikabel upon himself in Yug of Nizires. In other words, he is mikabel upon himself a niser of CSI, a niser of Tiglachas, and a niser of Tumul Meisim. But there is a difference. In respect to Yayin, so it's a niser heft, so he asks a heft. In respect to Tiglachas and Tumul Meis, he asks himself, he asks the God. There's the Shita and Shita Betis. Then there is the Shita of the Marib Asen, that the Marib Tumul Gimel mentions, that according to him, so it's not a Yatfose in Dushas Nozia. It's not in its essence the Neder of Nizires, a Kriyashem of the Shem Nozia, but it's Kabbalah's new Nizires, but it's Hefze like Kim Pilibur, all the Yisur. And it might be, so the Ritva might be like the Shem Kobetzes, but it might be that the Ritva Shite is a different Shem, not like the Shem Kobetzes. Now, it might be that the Ritva Shita is that there is a distinction, there is a fundamental distinction between the Iser of Sias Yayin and on one hand, and the Iser of Tumul Meis and Tiglachas on the other. Because, let's say Tumul Meis, so there is one type of Nozir who is allowed to be Mitamul Meisi, Nizir HaShimshem. So in Nozir HaShimshem, if someone is decoupled upon himself, Nizir HaShimshem, the Aloha is, he is Muzer in Sias Yayit, he is Muzer in Tiglachas, and if in Nozir HaShimshem will be Midaleach, or he'll drink wine, or be Chayim Malkis, like any other Nozir. But he's Muzer Mitamul Meisi, because HaShimshem was Mitamul Meisi. So we see that the Yisra Tumeh is an Yisra that is made by Nozir, but you can have a Nozir without Yisra Tumeh. Now, Tiglachas, so we don't find such a case that one should be Nozir and should not be Muzer and the Yisra of Tiglachas. That we don't find. But we do find certain situations where it's Muter for a Nozir to be Midaleh. In Ozereon. So if he's not in Ozereon, then he's under no circumstances allowed. So he's not allowed at all under no circumstances is he allowed to be migaleach. Mashenkin by Nozereilom, the halacha is he'll be sare meikel b'tar. So if someone is Nozereilom, the halacha is that he is muter to be meikel b'sare, to cut off the hair, to shorten it. I mean, not by Nozereilom, so in b'chayu malkis, but by Nozereilom. So under certain circumstances, he is allowed to be migaleach isa. But with Davish Zias Yayin, we don't find any situation where a nozir would be allowed to drink wine. We don't find any situation. I mean, there is, according to Rashi, which Rashi is a shitas yochid. So I mean, according to Rashi, so a nozir is allowed to drink Yayin Shokir Shvatol. All right, so Rashi is a yochid. All the Rishayim Achid. We have to understand that Rashi Shikir, but Rashi is a yochid. So according to all the other Rishayim, there is no circumstance under which a nozir should be muter to drink wine. So it could be that the Ritva Shita is, I'm not saying, I'm not sure, but it appears, seems that the Ritva doesn't even discuss the other Isurim. So, and he says that nozir is essentially an Isachepte, and nozir is an essential Isachepte, but that is only Shayach, regabi the Isar of Shias Yayin, it's not Shayach, regabi the Isar of Tivachas. Perhaps the shita of the Ritva is, perhaps the shita of the Ritva is that when someone says Arei Nozir, so essentially the Iker Iser of Nozir is an Iser of Shias Yayin. That's the essential Iser, and this is what the Nozir is mikabel upon himself. He really asks the Yayin. When someone says Arei Nozir, so basically, he answers the Yayin for himself, according to Ritva. But once he answers the Yayin, he's becoming Zeres, and he answers the Yayin upon himself. Now, all the Rishonim agree, you see, even though the Rosh is the only one who says that the Kabbalah's Zeres essentially is a Nedea, whereby he's matris in himself Kedushas Nozir. The other Rishonim don't agree with that. According to the Ritva, so the Kabbalas Nizires is essentially nothing there whereby he's matris Kedushas Nozir in his group. But he answers, he's mikabel upon himself certain Yehugim. He answers the Yayin upon himself. But the Ritva is also made there. Once you say Arei Nozir, then the Kedushas Nozir is how? Kodesh Yi Gadol Peres Areishe. So there is Kedushas Nozir. There is Kedushas Nozir. But according to the Rosh, so he, by through the Neder, he is matris Kedushas in himself. According to the Ritva, so the Neder is a Neder whereby he answers Yayin. But once he answers Yayin, for the nether of Nizires, then Mimele Kedushas Nozir is Chalanim. Kedushas Nozir is Chalanim, and Mimele he becomes Oser. He becomes Oser. He becomes Oser in Tiglachas, and he becomes Oser in Tumas Meisim. But essentially, according to the Ritva, it's possible that essentially, according to the Ritva, the nether of Nizires is a nether of Aser in the Yayin. The Aser Yayin. So, by Aser in the Yayin, through the nether of Nizires, he becomes a Nozir. Once he becomes a Nozir, Mimele he becomes Nessa. Mimele he becomes Nessa in Tiglachas and Tumas Meisim. But the essential thing in Kabbalah's Nizires is the Isa of Shias Yayin. So that's why, so you couldn't visualize in Nozir that you'd be allowed to drink wine under any circumstances. You couldn't even visualize it. You couldn't even visualize it. Why? Because the Isser of Yayin, that's the essential thing of the Kabbalah's Nisiris. And the other Isurim, Tiglachas and Tumas Meis, they emanate Mimele from the Halishan Nozir. Once he's Mikabel Nisiris, so he becomes a Nozir. Every Mishnah agrees that there is a Halishan Nozir on the Gavre, there is a Tvosei Nozir. So it's a raya that there is a Chalishem Nozir in the Gavre. So even according to the Ritva, the nether of Nizires in its essence is a nether whereby he answers the Yayin. So that's So that's the way how to become a nozir. But once he asks the yayin for the letter of nizires, so mimele he acquires dushas nozir. He has a chalishem nozir. So mimele once he acquires the chalishem nozir, mimele he becomes oser. He becomes oser in tiglachas into nozir. But the essential niyug of nizires, the essential iser of nizires, is seas yayin. So mimele we cannot even visualize the circumstance under which a nozir should be allowed to be sheis yayin. Mashen came to lemeisi. This is not the essential thing of nizires. This is one of the sugim that emanate mimele from the halishem nizires, from the halish nizires. So there are certain circumstances where He's not osel b'tal meisim. Let's say if the shem nizires that he has is inozer shimshen, so it's a special type of nizires. So then the yisa of tume doesn't emanate from this kind of chalais shem nizires, from nizires shimshen. Or let's say inozer elom. So under certain circumstances, he obitzar eimikol b'tal. But the essentially the neder of nizires is a neder whereby he asas the yai. That could be the shite of the Ritva. So in other words, so we have the Rosh Shite, and we have the Shinit Kobetze Shite, and we have the Maribasa Shite, three Shites, and maybe the Ritva Shite is the fourth Shite. Or, if it's not like that, then the Ritva Shite is like the Shinit Kobetze Shite. So either we have three Shites, or we have four Shites. Now, it's not negated to us, but since I mentioned Rashi Shite, Rashi Shite is the Dimores Kashi is Benechuse. So how is it possible that the Nozir should not be allowed to partake of Yayin Kiddush V'Avdolet? So one Kashi is, it's not with Raise. So Rashi Shite is, it is with Raise. But then there is a stronger Kashi. So how does Gemara say, Kigomar Shvuo Sheeshte Bechosav Omar Reini Nozir? So it's a kalachemer. If Nizires is not how to be mivatel, the deraise of Yayin Kiddush V'Avdolet has come on the chamo, it shouldn't be how to be mivatel this Yashvui, which is much more chamo. What do we say? It's exasakosu. Alright, so why did Gemara ask for Mushbe Melasinai? So it's exasakosu. So it's exasakosu. The answer is, according to Rashi too, there is the halacha. Of course, Neder is not how. Rashi Shite is that a nozir is oser in yayin or shus. When the Torah says miyayin v'sheicho yazir, the Torah had in mind only yayin or shus. The Torah did not have in mind yayin mitzvah. This is not a heft. Rashi could agree with the Ritva. That she has yayin by nozir is a misachetze. So there is a shem miser and yayin for nozir. And Rashi could agree with the shittes of Ritva that the neder of nozir is essential in its essence. Is a neder where he asks the yayin. But what kind of yayin is oser? Yayin or shus is oser. Yayin mitzvah is not oser. The Torah did not asser. A nozir does not asser yayin mitzvah. The Torah, a nozir assers only, when he says Arim nozir, he only assers yayin or shus, not yayin mitzvah. So maybe the Gemara asks, how can a nozir be forbidden to partake of yayin kiyush v'adol? After all, there is a halishem yayin mitzvah the yayin, according to Rashi, that it's midraisim. That the mitzvah of Zocher Yom Midraise implies Zocher Sima Shabbos Lekache to be Mekadosh al Yayin or to be Mabdil al Yayin. So Mimele, the Yayin has a Chalishem Yayin mitzvah. It's not Yayin or Shus. A Nozir only Aser is Yayin or Shus. A Nozir does not Aser Yayin mitzvah. So that's alright. Ligabe Yayin Kiddush V'Avdolet. So then the Yayin itself is Yayin mitzvah. But if a person says Shvuo Sheesh Le Yayin Ayei, the Yayin doesn't become a Yayin mitzvah. Yayin Kiddush V'Yayin Avdolo is a Yayin mitzvah. It's a Yayin of Keshel Brocho, so it's a Yayin mitzvah. But if someone says, Shvu Shesh the Yayin, So it's the same way as he says, Shvu Sheikho Kikaze. So the Kika becomes a Kika Shemitzvah, and there is no such thing as a Kika Shemitzvah. So if he says, Shvu Sheikh the Yayin, so the Yayin is a Yayin or Shvu is like any other Yayin. There is no Chalei Shemitzvah on that Yayin. So the Mele, the Pasuk tells us, Miyayin Mishaykh al Yazir, that even if it's Levadel Vamitzvah, so it's still Chal, but Nizinas is not Chal on Yayin Mitzvah. So Yayin Kiddush V'Avdol, that's Yayin Mitzvah. So as a matter of fact, even according to Rashi, we could say that the Nozir is allowed to drink Yayin Kiddush V'Avdol, you could still say that the essential thing in the Kabbalah's Nizires is to Asam Yayin, as the Ritva says. And the other is Zohim, emanate mimele from the Chalishan Miziris. But then you'll ask, if the essential thing is to ask the Yayin, Yodis is not even mentioned, so the Ram explains it. I mean, that actually the Gemara is asking two questions, is raising two questions. One is Posach B'Kinui, Kol Kinui Nido. So, even if you are going, and Yodis is not even mentioned, but you can say, assuming that it's chasum emechzer. It's chasum emechzer. In other words, that something is missing, and that it should be mentioned also, kol kinui nidorim kindorim, v'yodeis nidorim kindorim. But even if it's chasum emechzer, that's the general practice of the Tana in the Mishnah to omit certain things. Chasum emechzer. But it's not the practice of the Tana to omit at the very beginning of the Mishnah. So if something is missing, it's missing in the middle, to the end, not at the very beginning. So the Gemara says, Posa b'kinu, kol kinu yinidon. So, naniach, that it's chasur emechzere. But you cannot say chasur emechzere in the reishe, so it's chasur emechzere in the mitziyase, in the seife. So that means that the Mishnah begins with kinu. So assuming that after that it says Kol Kinuyim Nidorim Kindorim V'yodis Nidorim Kindorim. So the question arises, why does he start discussing the Deen of Yodis? So one of Shech, since he started, he mentioned Kinuyim first and then Yodis, assuming that Yodis is Chasur HaNazir. But he mentioned in Kinuyim first and then Yodis, so let him discuss Kinuyim first and then Yodis. Why does he discuss Yodis first? There's one kashi, and then what's not even mentioned. So how does he discuss something that he doesn't even mention? We see all this mention. So in Morgan the Teres, I have a rule. We have Surah Master. What are you talking? So that answers the first kashi. But it didn't answer the second kashi. So then the Gemara. We live with Kinuim Reishe. We live with Kinuim Reishe. So the Gemara says, how who? So Gemara says, so the Gemara answers the second kashi. So that answers the second kashi. So now the Gemara reiterates the first kashi. The Lifres Kinuim Reishe. So the Gemara gives the Teres, Ahud is solid for the Mephorish Reishe. Kirit Nam, Ame Madlik, Ame Madlikim, Ame Tim, Ame Intaimim, Ame Intaimim. So the Gemara's Teretz is right now, that is the Derech of the Tana of the Mishneh, when he mentions, when he gives a list of a number of items to discuss the last item first. For example, Mamed Madlikim, Mamei Madlikim. So what is mentioned first? Madlikim. And the Madlikim is mentioned second. What is he discussed first? The second item, the last item first. So what does he discuss first? The intent. So what does he discuss first? Voice attention. So here to call Kinuyinidorim Kindorim, Yodis Nidorim Kindorim. So then, so since the item of Yodis is mentioned later, is mentioned less, so mainly he discusses it in detail first. So the more it is the kashi, the whole year the posak on the fourth reshe, but now yesh nechel marchili, nechel marchili, will nechel marchili. Yesh utars the balei, vasuris the mameyim, utars the mameyim, vasuris the balei, and utars the balei, vasuris the mameyim. Yesh to neshem and lebeino, certain minches require shemen, it should be mixed with shemen, and also that the lebeino should be put into the mincha. Shemen v'lo lebeino, v'eilu tunei shemen lebeino, yesh to nesha goshe, v'eilu tunei snufi. Nu ben wel ja gosje, dus toen is dat gosje. Jeetje pril in de achel, we pril in keem, pril in keem, we pril in de achel. Wie zou pril in de achel, pril in keem. So in all these missions we see that the Tane has a list of items and he discusses in detail the item mentioned first. So how can you say that the Derech of the Tane is to mention in detail, to discuss in detail the item mentioned last? So he didn't always say, gives a Teret, Halem should have actually be foresh. How would the possible reishi? Now that took shot him in Rashi. It's not Rashi, it's Amon. So Rashi here has took shot. What does it mean? How long should the afshalei miforesh ahu reishi? Now let's see the Rashi. How long possible reishi mishun the afshalei? Kotonet yesh neich lo manchil mifishi mihamed loy manchil. וכן כי כל המת, משום אוכל מפורש לא אלת, אך אגב ניפוס הברשי, אבל אוכל גם מדורך ומדליקים, ומפוש יאו לסעוד ניפוס הברשי. וישנח, הנה, אף שבקטון העבוד בורי, כי יש נחלים ומאכילים, נחל לא מאכילים, מאכילים ולא נחלים, לא נחל לא מאכילים, וכן בכל יש ותורס בלי אשר יש לדמי, הוא ביטון כל הנה, מסחל בהו ניפוס הברשי. ומפורש יעשה, אם הוא היה מפורש בהו תסעו לבני מרשי, שם הוא ישכחס הרשי איש, אלו פוס אבבי שמפורש לו כסידרו. אבל איך לא יאף ש, כן, המדליקי לק למי חשלו, ומסניץ נם לק למי חש, ומפורש לו כנוי ויודס, והנה חומי מושבויס, ונות זה בהנה לק למי מדע אף שם, תלו צורך למיסנה, אלא גם קרוב הנוסף לו, ומשבוכר לשוחח לכמה יצא, ולצורך אוכל כל כך, להב ניקה, אלו כינו ויודס בלבד, וחמנו לעיתון ולהכין אדם. So that took shot. One, the first Loshni Rashi says, and that's apparently the pshat of most Rashi, that Hanad the Afshe means because the dinim are more numerous. So Memele, usually, so the Tane prefers to discuss in detail din of the last item first. But if the dinim, if the dinim of the items are very numerous, so then he might forget to discuss if you leave it to the end, the first item to the end. So mainly he discusses if the dinim of the item is numerous, of the first item are numerous, so then the Tana prefers to discuss in detail the item mentioned first. That's one pshat. Another pshat is, when do we say that the derech of the Tana is to discuss in detail the last item first, only when there are two items? But if there are many items, four items, then the derech of the Tana is to discuss in detail the first item first. Alright. Now, the Ran Shite, the Ran explains it like the first portion of Rashi. In other words, Afshe means because the dinim are numerous. Alright. So the Gemara asks the Kashe, the Loy Afshe, the dinim are not numerous. And still, Bikotone Yeitzigomo, Elo, Lavdavke. So now the Gemara comes to the conclusion, Lavdavke. Zidni Forish Audi Posabaration. Zidni Audi Solik Mi Forish Baration. So the Gemara says that there is no definite rule in the Mishnah. It's optional. It's discretionary in the Tane. Sometimes the Tane discusses the first item first, and then sometimes he discusses the last item first. So mainly here. So what is mentioned first? Here, the Tane arbitrarily decided to discuss the last item first, not the Mishnayos. The Tane arbitrarily decided to discuss the first item first. There is no fixed rule. Alright, that's the first issue. Now let's see the Rambam. Posa bekenuim misuyon edi alo chot perushe ba netan bekenuim posa da fil ame mas dis mechzer loy mechzer reishe shinod mechaser reish vorot alo bemtzor vechim ba kocho bekenuim posa hat lo tonen ame yodes hav lefush hau di posa do reishe misuyon edi sim shie shochon shano miski kom tchilo keish bove she ison u mitaret ko she bas reish vikom arayra bu kelo ime chasu le mechzer. So far he answered the second kashi. But then the Gemara reiterates the first kashi. The first kashi is the first kashi. The first kashi is the first kashi. The kashi is the first kashi. The first 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 kashi is So the father yarshes the son, is nechel the son, and the father causes the son to yarsh. When the father dies, so the son yarshes the father. Nechel v'loy manchili, hay meishes ime. So one yarshes his mother, but when his son dies, and he's survived by mother, the mother doesn't yarsh him. Mutoris the Bali was Russell Bayer, before the British Mutoris, Kinemisha Salmono, Vishlach in Gold. Mutoris the Mavas Russell Bayer, Kinemisha Salmono, Vishlach in Head. To the Shemel Vainon, for the Kom Noches, Mikasa Sales, Van Nachwes and Maheshes. Shemel Vainon, Mikas Pisoch. To the Sagosho, Shea Shakiris, Amiho, Champions Marovis, the Sims, the Samin Hoak, the Visu Yare, with the Adishet, whom forage before you may be the Sukurakin Sate, Dani Kandrim is Marovis. Look for came in the Achel Tachas Yalabai Lomain, to Nagoshami, to the Nufuan in Haskait, to the Nuvavin, to Nagoshani, to Shemisho Mitzirom, to Shomi Babikur. Prayer in Achlo, then prayer in Kay. So prayer in Achlo, little Pishnai, they prayer in Kay, Shayton PDM. Before H. Bivirikish prayer in Achlo, the Hanya Boa Haran Folly. So if a child is born after he miscarried, fites, so then the child that is born after a miscarriage fites, so he takes Pishnai, but he doesn't require Chomisloi into the care because he's not Petarechet. Not Petarechet. V'chein ame mishaloye bonim, Vinoso Yisho, Shechekvo Yorodo. So it is a Prelinachlo, because Prelinachlo is Tolo in the father, if he is the oldest of the father. Mashein Kei Gabe Pina Ben, so it depends whether it's the first Petareche, the first one that emerged from the mother's womb. Preli Kein Veli Preli Nachlo. That way, so Kegei Shoyo Veli Boni. We know so he show shaloyo libani. So if he already had children, but the mother did not have children, so it's the first son of the mother, so then the father has to give chomishloim to the Kayan. But when the father dies, he does not take Mishnayim. Such a prayer is called a prayer shape. A prayer shape. The Mashal explains it in a very strange way. In a humorous way. I mean, so the plain meaning of prayer shaita means, shaita doesn't mean unwise. Shaita means irregular. What does shaita mean? What does shaita mean? Instead of having three leaves, you know, coming out, so we have two and one above it, or two and one below the two. In other words, so it's called hode shaita. It's irregular. So why is a person who is not wise called Shaita? Because he's irregular. But the real meaning of Shaita is irregular, not unwise. Unwise. In other words, unwise is a derivative meaning, because someone who is not wise is irregular. Alright, but the Mashal says that why is he called Prayer Shaita? He's not smart, he says. In other words, he doesn't take Mishnayim, but he has to give. He doesn't take, but he has to give. Mishum da'af sholei, yufor eshoni posa b'reishi. Afshem t'leim asher neyem yehubi. In other words, like the first Lashon HaRashi, not like the second Lashon HaRashi. Lamin Rosh Hashanah, the afshem broches. So that's why the broches of the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, so the Shliach Tzibur can be made to even a bokeh. Kol Hashono, so only any Boki can be made to the Shliach Tzibur, but in Boki not. But in Rosh Hashanah, Musaf, so he can be made to even a Boki. Why? Because after Brochus, because it's very long. So in other words, so here too, it means Afshalei, because it has numerous din. Like the first Lashon of Rashi. Hilkach in Mephora, Shal Mafrei, Aos El Miti. Ulei Lo Mil Avish Mai Taime, Sibu Dafke Lepfu Shehau Nisolte. Umachinu Vamei Mei. So then the Gemara comes to the conclusion, Labda. Zimni, it's arbitrary with the time. Zimni miforesh ahu the posadoreshe, and zimni miforesh ahu the soldoreshe. Alright. So, nearly, the loche mishale sidrei, lashmin on the leke kipreg of the bilse. Now the question arises, why should the Tane adapt one approach one time, another approach the other time? So, the Ran explains, Roche Mishale Sitre, Tane Lashmino, and the Leke Kvede Milse. Behold Tane, the Tone can go a shabu dome. The Leke Behold Milse, Mishum Vitip Haloshin Aho. Why? Now, the second question. Before you say that. Now, the more discussion was, how is it that here the Mishnah mentions Kinuyim and Yodeis? Kinuyim is mentioned first, and Yodeis is mentioned second, and then when he discusses in detail, he discusses the second item first, not the first item. So the first lotion of the Yomori was that it's arbitrary with the time. Then there is the second lotion. Before you say meyodis dasi mitroshe mivoresh lembereishe. Now, so it doesn't mean that the second lotion rejects the first lotion. The second lotion agrees that generally there is no fixed rule. There is no fixed rule. It's arbitrary with the time. But in this particular Mishnah, it is not arbitrarily done by the Tana of the Mishnah. Here there is a definite purpose in mentioning, in discussing Yodis first. Why? Because Yodis is deduced from Midrash. The boy is saying Yodis, I did ask Midrash, Midrash Lamereishe, Viliftach, so the boy is the Kashi, Viliftach Hadin Bereishe. So, Monefshech. If that which is deduced to it, Rosh, is so hobby van the Tane, he likes to discuss it. first, so let him mention it first, oh? Belief that had in Bereshit. So he might use the terrace with that, what's up with him in the right say Bereshit? The other before is, the other is the Asiel of Midrash. So that was, as far as mentioning the items is concerned, so that which is more obvious, this is how the Ran explains it. It's not a question of the Raisa or the Rabbanon, because everything is the Raisa. Everything is the Raisa. You'll see this Rashi, I mean it's not Rashi, but you can be sure that he was a big Talmud Chochem. Whoever it was, he was one of the Rishonim. So he explains, well let's see, he explains it on the basis, the Raisa Bereshe, that means the Raisa. The Hodam Miporish Yod is the Asma Midroshe, it's not the Raisa. So the Gemara has the Kasha. But the Ran says, no, that's not the Pshat. Everything is the Raisa. Whether Droshe or not Droshe, I mean, so whether it's Losh Nochim or Losh Shibre Chachomim, everything is the Raisa. But when the Gemara says, Mivta Posa, we can read the Raisa, it means that which is very obvious, that which is self-evident, that which does not involve any questions, which is self-evident. So that which is self-evident, which is more obvious, then the Tanit prefers to mention first. But then, after mentioning the two items, the item that is self-evident first, and then the other item, which is also the item, but not so obvious, that has to be deduced from through it washing. So then when he starts to discuss in detail, he prefers to discuss in detail that which is not so obvious, but which is reduced to Idrosh. Vohodo, Miporosh Yod is Dasu Midrosh. So you know, as a cash. He, if a man don't know, I can't even Moshe Chachomim, he is never by Yitla Meima. So the Ran explains it. Not that the Mandoma who says Moshe Shibadu Chachomim holds that it's only the Rabbanon. It's with the Isaac on it, everyone. But according to Mandoma who says, Kimi Moshe Nochim, so it's a language like English, French, Spanish. So maybe it is self-evident that is effective. So Mimele, he prefers to discuss in detail that which is not so self-evident. Like Yodis, which is deduced through Idrosha. And then discuss that which is self-evident. But according to Rish Lakish, this was Shmuel Chachomim, it's also the Raise, but that is not so evident. So the Chachomim tell us that it's the Raise. But one could argue that the words that the Chachomim themselves coined is not the Raise. Alright, the truth is that it is the Raise, but it's not so it's self-evident, it's not so obvious. So mainly it's less obvious than the Aloha of Yodis. So why should he mention that? First, why should we discuss that first? El mandom aloshe shibod l'chachomim yisneidabei ma'itra mikot. So the Gemara gives a teretz. Mikotol yodeis bilav chasule komech zelo adiname vitol yodeis kol yodeis nidorim ki nidorim v'chokim nidorim ki nidorim. So the Gemara is saying now in the second washing that in Yochaname that the nusach is the text should read as follows. Not called Kinui Nidorim, but called Yodis Nidorim Kinidorim. We call Kinui Nidorim Kinidorim. So in other words, so the Tane mentions Yodis first, because that is Droshe, so it's a Chobib. It's Chobibani, so he mentions it first, and he discusses it first. So that is only, so the Rams points out, that this, the Gemara is saying, the Gemara is changing the text only a little bit of Rish Lakish, but not a little bit of Rabbi Yechanan. A little bit of Rabbi Yechanan, so the text should read, Kol Kinuyim Nidorim Kinidorim, V'yodis Nidorim Kinidorim. And the second question says, why does he discuss in detail the second item first? Because it's Chobib. And why doesn't he mention it first if it is Chobib? The answer is because in mentioning, so that which is more obvious has to be mentioned first. And according to Rish Lakish, so Kinuyim is much more obvious than Yodis. But according to Rish Lakish, according to Rabbi Yechanan, so Kinuyim is more obvious than Yodis. But according to Rish Lakish, we cannot say that Kinuyim is more obvious than Yodis. On the contrary, Yodis is more obvious than Kinuyim. So according to Rish Lakish, we have to change the gears in the text. But according to Rabbi Eichanan, we don't have to change the gears in the text. This is how the Ramos think. We told Adnam, we told Yodis, for Yodis in Dorim Gedorim, for Gemurim in Dorim Gedorim, for Yodis, 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 כי פה זה הפוסט בכינו לי לרייס, שחתנו לעשות לדבר מה ידועים והפשוטים. אלא מה נורא שיש בלך חמור ישנה יבין, שחית של מליבו, מלוא שהשם עולה מליבין, it's mentioned in the פוסט, in connection with Yerobom, Yerobom בנבות, so we see, he invented new holidays, so the Yudex, the term Bodo, is used. So Bodo means Kol, Lies later, man, before Shal Kamon, שיהי יהיה מקום חיישים שמו יסקס השם, כהשם סובו כביקו, כנכסיב כל פרד השם, שמו יסקס השם ויסקפו, ואם זה שיש השם שמיים ועתור, וכך חיד שבו שנסעלו, מה אם תלמים על דאפת אבו נראה יסם אמן, משפסף ומשתסים, אבל לא הכי נמשות יהיה יסם יודיס, כדי שיסחו בהם, עד הרבי יודיס פשיד את וי, דיוס מדרושה, עד נמנמן, ביטון יודיס ורשת, השתם משם דרך כנהדר ומיים לא כאן מפשיטוסי בחורי סוגים, דיחסו במחסרם, ואין שלימנו זה לא ימחסרם, ואמרו לנו למען לא מראש שבו לך חומים, עברי שמחסר, ואמרו לנו פורש תאמן מי לפוס על די, דהי, ודהי מבו יסעים מהורכת אומר, ותאמן מסליס לסדר דעת כנורת, לפרו שיגיעו את ההסברשת, למעל דרך לסורת מיני, משל דעסי לא מתרושה, וחינוי לצריך לפרושה, ומעל מהיך לפוס על די, משל יוד הסוסה מתרושה, ורואו להקדימו, וכינויים שאין עונה לו לא שאין, לא שאין שבו לך חומים, So this is how the Ran explains it. In other words, when the Gemara changes the Girsa in the Mishneh, it's only a limit of Shlokish. But a limit of Rabbi Eichanan, we don't change the Nusach in the text. A limit of Rabbi Eichanan, so it has to read the way it appears in our text. Kol kemiyu nidorim kendorim, and then it's chasur ha-mechzer ha-yodis nidorim kendorim, ha-yim ha-chaber udam. But according to Shlokish, so Yodis is mentioned before Kinnuim. Now let's see what Rashi says next. Kinnuim Moshe Yochanan, the Ba'an HaRishen is, in the Nochim, Kikeinim, Shiyesh Moshe Shekerim, Nikom Kinnuim, Shiyesh Moshe Shekor, Shekerim, Nikom Kinnuim, Vechin Ashor, Vumushin Hoche Kocho Shekor, Vohadim Lichor Moshe Nalei Deir, Odo Michayu, Vohadim Koman Echachom Han HaRishen is, Vishin Han HaRishen is Kinn, ויחידים דהי כנוכים בנאטרי, התאימו אוסרו בחולושים, דיקאומה, דיוקרנט, אלו ובשלוקיש, דיקאומה ראשי שבוד לחכומים, דחכומים דקים להנו אישים מסליז נלווי, מה יקלו ממה? היכה מוצא, עמרת יודיס, אין דעסי מדרושי אותה ביי, בין יודיס, בין כינויים, מדרושי האסיון, תמיד רבונו, אוקיי, צור, So in respect to Kinnuyin, he says, Rabbanan, that's not difficult, because there is more Moshe Nitesis that says that. So it's not in accordance with the Shita of the Ram. But the Rashi here, the so-called Rashi here, says, Tavaye bein yodes bein Kinnuyin midrosha asya. Rabbanan. So he says, in respect to Kinnuyin also, that's Rabbanan. What's yodes? How can yodes be Rabbanan? So this Pshat in Rashi is probably in accordance with the Shite of the Rambam. That Rambam, which is really the Shite of the Rabbeis of Rashi, in Gittin, when the Tenach Kodesh Bekaspe, Kodesh Bibir, Ma'ikel Meima, so Rashi, so that's the, he says, B'shem Rabbeis of, that's Rabbi Yashim Ragelo in Bulobasre. In Robasre, so he says, Tenach Kodesh Bekaspe, because that's learned out through the used ways of Zereshoveh. So that's with the Rabbanon. But Kodesh Bebiye, that's not through the Zereshoveh. So, Ma'ikel Neymar, so Rashi rejects it. Rashi says, how is it possible that Kedushi Kesef is with the Rabbanon? So he rejects it, John. But the Rambam also says that Kedushi Kesef is with the Seifchim, he doesn't call it the Rabbanon. Rabbi Gershon there uses Rosh in the Rabbanon. But the Rambam is careful. He uses the Loshon in the Seifrim, not the Rabbanon. So the Shittas Rambam is certainly not that is the Rabbi Laman Hasan Shor. Is the Reise, if somebody is born a Shishish who became a Kodeshes through Kesef, so it's high Reise. That's the Kasha that Rashi raises against Rabbi Gershon's. So Rabbi Gershon is made is the Reise, but there are two categories of the Reises. There is one category of the Reise that is implicit in the tradition of Mishroch, and there is another category of the Reise that is not implicit in the tradition of Mishroch, but it's implicit, it's within the Mashmoyis HaKosu, but not implicit in the tradition of Mishroch, but in the Droshes Chazal. So it's also Mashmoyis HaMishroch, but it is a separate category. And there is an Afkemine, let's say, Nishbal Vatel Samitzvah. So it's a Shua Shom. So if somebody takes a Shua and not to eat the Kazayis Nevele, so it's a Shua Shom. But the Rambam says if somebody takes a Shua to eat the Chotzi Kazayis Nevele, it's not a Shua Shom. The Shua is Chal. So the Rambam raises the question, but Chotzi Shiyom is also not Torah? The answer is, because it's not Mifurish Bateiro. Because how do we know that Chotzi Shiyom is also? Because Kol Chilek. So we are Marve, Chotishio. So it's a new Yisrael. It doesn't come within the traditional Mikor of the Lav of Chelek. So it's a new Yisrael. So the Melee, it's a separate category. He calls it the Sefer. So the Rambam is careful not to call it the Rabbonon. Rabbi Gersh calls it the Rabbonon, but he doesn't has Vishalim mean that it's the Rabbonon Mamesh. He means the Rabbonon deduced it through the Midish Akinon and Rashid Ben. So the Melee, it's a separate category of the Rises. So he calls it with Rabbanon. So here too, when he says, Tabaye Bein Yonis Bein Kinuyin Mitrosha Asyon, with Rabbanon. So both he calls with Rabbanon, but there is a distinction. The Yodei is called the Rabbanon because it is not included in the category of the Raises that is implicit in the traditional Mikro. Mashein Kein Kinuyin. So, since Rashi does not agree with the Ram, because if Rashi would agree with the Ram, so it's the same the Raisa like according to Rabbi Eicher. So here is the Rabbanon Mamash. So even though Rashi uses the same word, but it has one connotation in respect to your days, there it means it's called the Rabbanon in the same way as Rabbi Gershon Miragelo calls the Dushi Kesef the Rabbanon deduced it, and it's not words, it's not implicit in the traditional mikro, but in respect to Kiluyim. So Asher Shita is like the first Russian text says that is in the Rabbanon. Alright. That is more as a kasha. We don't say Rexi. Ish ki yafu li dem eder no ze lahaz la dishem. Vitanye no ze lahaz la skinu. Zires kin zires. Vyod is zires kin zires. That's the girse we have. So the Ram rejects this girse that we have in our text. And the Ram says, hoche gasi. Ish ki yafu li dem eder no ze lahaz la dishem. Lasi shem is zires kin zires. Not lasi skinu yin zires kin zires. Vyod is zires kin zires. He rejects the girsa that we have nowadays. So he says, the word Asino can mean is Reskin is Res. The Mimon of Shachla Mikonachke, the Rosh Nochi Mein, which is the Kro, the Rosh Nachon Mein, Heiche, Navke Mikro. So I mentioned what Rabon says, that we can explain this girsa. They are the Shemi who have that girsa that we have nowadays. So, but the Rana Sikashe, Somon of Shach, according to the Malchab Yechen and Rosh Nochem Meim, so it's like English, French, Spanish, so we don't have to resort to any posik. Of course, letter is the Choloshim. And according to Mishlokish, that it's Loshim Shevod Lachachomim, so two, according to the Ran, it's also with the Raise. So why is it with the Raise? Because of Sloy. Because what constitutes a language? The fact that the whole people agreed, arbitrarily agree to use certain words to denote certain objects, certain concepts. So we go on the Heskem Chachomim, the Heskem Umogum. So that's with Sarasvore, but not that there is a posik. So we couldn't say that the Torah mentioned a special posik to advise us that the expressions that were invented by the Chachomim, that were coined by the Chachomim after Matan Torah, that we haven't been over the Raisa. So, as a matter of fact, you could say, as far as that is concerned, according to Rosh Lakish, you could say So that it's a possibility. Now, of course, the Torah does not have reference to Kenach Kenes. Kenach Kenes was invented by the Chachomim after Matan Torah. But the Torah has reference to any expression that the Chachomim in the future generations might call. So why couldn't the Torah mention a special posik, a special Hebrew, to advise us that any expression will in the future generations be coined by the Chachomim? So that is a din of the language. That is a din of the language. So you could say that, but the Ran holds no, because this is such a small pshutah that the Heskem of the Chachomim is as effective as the Heskem of Numo, that we don't even need a posik for it. It's a normal posik. Does the Torah have to tell us that in Neder, in English, in French, is effective? Of course it's effective. Why should there be a requirement of Shnach Kedesh Davke? On the contrary, in order that there should be a requirement of Shnach Kedesh Davke, there has to be a special posik that it has to be Rosh Nakedesh, like Birkas Keanim. So there is a special Zeras HaKosov, but without a special Zeras HaKosov, Dafke Rosh Nakedesh. So in Asvore we have to say that it's never a Choloshim. Choloshim. But Ravelo explains that he says that even if we say like Rabbi Yechanan, that Kinuim is Rosh Nochrim, but so some Rishayim hold, we have to resort to a special posik. Why? Because let's say Krishna is the marriage of Rosh. So one can fulfill the mitzvah of Krishna by reciting Kriya Shema in English. If he recites it in English, but suppose he'll make up his own code and he'll say table means Shema and paper means Yisrael, and then he'll say table paper, so we will not be the kind of mitzvah of triashma. Why? Because that's not a losh. That's not a losh. Now, so true that Kinuim is loshin nochim. Well, what do you mean loshin nochim? It doesn't mean that was the language of a certain people. It means the goyim who lived in Baisheni among Jews, and they spoke loshin kedesh, so they couldn't pronounce certain words, so they made a jargon out of it. And they won't mishabish the language. So they used a broken Loshin Kedesh. So it's a Loshin Kedesh Mishubosh. Loshin Kedesh Mishubosh is not Koloshin. Koloshin means a Loshin. Not if somebody will mumble Kriya Shema and so he will not be mikayim the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. I mean, this is how Ravel assumes. It's not such a little portion. But he assumes that way. So in Melee, here the Gzeres HaKosov is that the Dovim Mishmues do not require Roshim. They only require Dibu. So in Melee, Yerushalmi says that if somebody adapts his own code, he says, pass means nozir. And then he says, Arei pass. So he's also a nozir. Why? Because there is no aloha of Roshim. It's aloha of Bitus Vasai. But if somebody mumbles, it's also Bitus Vasai. There is no aloha of Roshim. So we need Gzeres HaKosov, because without Gzeres HaKosov of Lasis, Kinuyim, Nidorim, Kinidorim, then we would say that true is Becholoshim, but it has to be a Roshim. But Kinuyim, that's mumbling. That's a Roshim Mishubesh. That's mumbling. So the Melee, it should be effective. So that's why we have to resort to a special Gzeres HaKosov. Alright. Now the so the more is beyond the zirik say ish yaf in the net of the shep the time knows the last is kinin is zirik zirik beyond the zirik is zirik ein we all been zirik bin dogi bin ayin tam lei magish yaf in the net of the last shep magish zirik bin dogi un dogi bin zirik man is zirik so beyond is zirik is zirik af bin dogi mos ob beyond is dogi kin dogi un man is dogi bin vayach about the acher af bin zirik is vayach about the acher. Uman, die doch immer auf mich für die dritte Bitte, und warum mich für die dritte Ischte, auf die Sires, auf mich für die Sires Bitte, und warum mich für die Sires Ischte. Meisch, wir gaben die Sires, nicht sie in Nozele Hase. So, we learn out from Nozele Hase. We learn out that your Disney Sires is in Sires. So, die doch in Name, so there's also a repetition. Yeah, also repetition, you obviously bring them in there. The Keshe Lomoli, so let us learn out from the repetition alone that Yodis Nidorim is Kinidori. We shouldn't have to resort to a Hekesh from Israel. In Kosak Medalim, Kinikosak Mosel Hazir, Kinikamre, which are Hekesh, Hash, Kinikosak Vigamet, the Abibateo, Rosh Nidorim. So the Ram points out that the Derech of Rosh Nidorim is to use then to mention the Moki of the infinitive before the Shemetzim. So that was Linda there is in accordance with the popular usage. Because this is how people speak. They use the infinitive, the Mokia, before the Shemetzim. Linda Neder. But Nozel Hazir, so the Shemetzim is mentioned first in the infinitive and later. So that's not in accordance with popular usage, so the Mele could not say the Vatir Rosh Niyodom. So it's superfluous. If it is in accordance with human usage, popular usage, then it's not superfluous, because the Vatir Rosh Niyodom. So Ikradash, Mashenke, if it's not in accordance with popular usage, so it's superfluous, so Idash, so the Mele, from Linda Neder, we cannot be Marbe, Yodis Nidorim, because Devotei Rosh Niyodom is in accordance with popular usage. But Nozal Hazir is not in accordance with popular usage. So Mele, we learn how to deduce from the repetition, from the Rigur, that Yodis Nidorim can Nizires, Mele, from the Smichus of Neda to Nizirus, we learn how to deduce that Yodis Nidorim is also can. So, he because I'm going to because he was like a camera, which are the case, has because he's in the net there, Mateo Koshniot. He, Yichal Imam, he's in the Mateo Koshniot. El Imam, the last lady, the Mateo Koshniot, Hal in the net there, my army lay. So here, the Ram points out, we detect a certain variance in the approach of the Makshe. The first Makshe, when he asked, So he took the approach, the first Makshe took the approach that in as much as it can be deduced from the repetition of the word, so we should not learn it out from the Hekesh. We should dash in the repetition. This is the approach that was taken by the first Makshe. But now by this Makshe, the approach is different. So he asks, he nicha levandi slave vipotero kilesh kiloshin neod el olimandi leslie vipotero shneodom highly the medamai ovilei in other words, it's superfluous. Why is it superfluous? Because we learn out that yodis nidorim is nidorim through a hekesh of nizires. So in other words, so he has the kashe differently. In other words, he assumes that we learned out of the Hekesh. And the first Makshe assumed that we shouldn't learn it out of the Hekesh. In other words, we should darshan it from the repetition itself. This is what bothered the Ran. So the Ran explained it. The Ran says, Rim de Nedamayobile, don't have to learn in the Hekesh in Zit. We need a little bit more Makshe or in the Nedamayobile. So how is it that there is a variance between the approach adopted by the first Makshe and the approach adopted by the second Makshe? So the Ram explains. Because there is a principle of Mitzvah and Kavachim Kavachim Kavachim, and it doesn't apply only to Kavachim, because the Gemara in the Neshach mentions that Ligabri is a Roshavet too. So mainly it has application to Hekesh too. So that means that there is a principle, Mitzvah and Hekesh, Torah because of the Kavachim. So, Umishimoch and Maxim Reishe, Linda Nedamai Ovidle, they actually true. The Avodav, so the first Makshe anticipated the possibility that it's possible to give the Teretz, the Avodav, the Akshin Rachman, the Torah, and the Chol Chad Ribuy El Yodis. Umshimoche actually, that did me make. The Chim, because Rachman, the Chol Chad Ribuy El Yodis, lo vimitan la smucha akej, avo bisomo. לפוס על פור לששס, למען לא מדיבו תפוש מי אודו. ישרקי שכבוי למען לא מדיברו, ואין דיברו, לבנד המיום את להי. Because he couldn't ask, הקי שלום עולי. Because he is, the second matche is referring to the mandoma who says, ואין דיברו תפוש מי אודו. And this is not, this mandoma is not the mandoma of that price. So, who says that there is a Hekesh? This Raisa, but this Raisa holds Divotei Rosh Nodom. And now the second Makshi is referring to the Mandoma who says, Loi Divotei Rosh Nodom. But what's the Nivali with the Hekesh Lomoli? So the Shamina will take the Mofuk and Yonis Mekeshe. Mekeshe, the Raisa and the Mandoma, the Ibrasi. The Yuponchlei, Kim Dal Kochoch. True, this Tane doesn't say there is a Hekesh. But whether he says or he doesn't say, obviously there is a Hekesh, there is a juxtaposition, there is a smichus between the expression Linda Neder and Nozel Hazir Kim Dal Kocho Hekesh Nakosu Linda Neder my Hobbit Lay they have a God they actually told because of Kro Bechol Chad Chad Ribuye Vrisoma Hekesh Mikom Vokim Kol Echad Telemitras Dashinon Klamunos Berkam Lidushin Tabimutz Lazer Kochim. So there's the Moritz Kashi El Man Kolesley Dibre Teot Vashmi Odom Hayu Neder my Hobbit Lay. So the Moritz says דורש ללעשי של איזה דורים כדורים ובאק יש לזיר אז לא ידור ידור so that was just that way around קודם מה גם אמרו יאמרו מדי בטר כמו שני אודום so then there is a superfluity in the expression in the letter so mainly from that repetition we deduce that you're listening to the Midorim so mainly we for the smichus of Miziras to Midorim we learn out that you're listening to Miziras is Kinziras so then there is a superfluity in the repetition of Nozel Hazir so what do we do with this repetition of Nozel Hazir Nozel Hazir Dovishlei, Lamech HaNizires, Cholo HaNizires. That he said, Arim Nozer Alein, Arim Nozer Alein. So he counts two Nizires, 60 days. Uman Yoma, Divoteo Tosh Miyodo, Vinozir, Lehazir, Dovish Lashes, Yodis Nizires, Ken Nizires. So that is already, so there is no superfluity in Nozer Hazir. Because that is applied to the Halokhe, of Yodis Nizires Kinzires. So how do we know this aloche? Sham Zires, Cholo Anzires? You couldn't learn that the Makshe assumed here, that we couldn't deduce it from Nozel Hazir, because Nozel Hazir already is applied for another aloche. He, Michael Yisrael, like Imam Domar, Nizires, Cholo Anzires, so then he doesn't need any droshe. Elo Yisrael, like Imam Domar, Nizires, Cholo Anzires, Minole, then he needs a droshe. On the basis of Svore, he couldn't say Nizires Chol HaNizires, because from the point of view of Svore alone, we should say Ein Nizires Chol HaNizires. So if he has no posit, how does he know this halacha? So the Gemara says, Shmaz Nitav. So the Gemara says, Neim Ekro, Lizeh. Nozeh Lizeh. So Lizeh has the same meaning as Lehazeh. Why does the Torah here, so sometimes the hay is used as the rampant sound, and sometimes lishmoy lo hashmi. So sometimes the hay is used, and sometimes the hay is fluffy. But here there is a variance because the Torah could have said lehamdil neder. The Torah doesn't say lehamdil neder, but it says linder neder and nozil lehazi. So there is a variance. How is it that in Nozel Hazir the Torah doesn't drop the hay, and in Neder, in the Neder, the Torah could have used the hay, still the Torah dropped the hay. So, since there is a variance, so we dash in the extra hay, because it's in contrast.